I think everyone is numbed, heartbroken. It's like we should wake up from a bad dream. It shouldn't be there, but it is. And what do you say about Manus that hasn't been said? Like, and I suppose the first thing is from the people who rang me throughout the country, fellow rally people and all that I've known down the years, and it's that shock and numbness and extending the sympathy, obviously, to Bernie and all Manus's family, to Dolan's family, this, you know, through this horrendously difficult time now that, that has come upon us.
You know how tough it is to win Donegal. How good was he? I mean, we know it, but just in your words, James.
Well, I think it comes down to the fact there's not that many people who have managed to pull this off three times in a row. It's a very small, elite group of people. A lot of us have tried. Very few have succeeded. Manus was one of the giants of rallying, now you want to call it, the superstars, and I think that maybe that's part of the shock of this and how badly we feel about it, for we would see our stars as almost being invincible to a point, like you say, you see your heroes. You know, that they're that good that nothing can happen to them, and you admire them, you look up to them. And I think that sense of shock has vibrated around the whole country. Donegal yesterday, immediately after the news started to break, it's like a huge cloud descended on thousands of people in Donegal and right the way through the country. And that's the effect, I think, that a major sporting personality has on their sport. Yeah. And that's the reflection of how good and how well thought of Manus Kelly was.
John Lyons is a former double winner of the rally. Again, John, you know how tough it is. You know how brilliant Manus was. And you've been there by his side during some of those celebrations too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can only endorse what Andrew has said there. Not only was he an outstandingly gifted person and sportsman, driver and sportsman, he was an outstandingly gifted person. Anyone who knew Manus and that lovely effervescent manner he had, always with a smile on his face. Did you ever see him without that lovely smile and a welcome for everybody? You know, this is why we're all hurting so very, very much, because, you know, the reverberations, not just around Donegal, around Ireland at this loss, and I'm going what people have said in front of me here. We don't expect that he was a superstar. You don't expect accidents to happen to someone with the outstanding talent that Manus had. And to win Donegal International 3 years in a row shows that he was so very gifted in a lot of ways. And, you know, what can we say? An accident, accidents happen. The organisers have done everything to prevent it as much as they could. And it's one of those just things that we can't account for. And we're all absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastated.
I interviewed him just as he was elected there, for literally 4 weeks and a day. And, you know, I remember him talking of, you know, a sense and excitement he got that was different to you know, winning as much as he did. You know, so that was like him moving on to another challenge, another string to his bow, another thing that excited him. And as you say, he brought that smile with him into the Ora Leisure Centre as he was hoisted up into the air. It's just hard to comprehend that he won't be taking his seat again in the council.
It's extremely hard to comprehend that, because as I said at the very start, he was such a gifted all-rounder. Manus had it all, and he had it all going for him after being elected, and his popularity and his drive. You don't do what he has done up to date. I have no doubt he would have been outstandingly successful in the political field.
Yep.
And brought a lovely balance to all the affairs. And, you know, it's a tragic, tragic, tragic loss for everyone, and no more so than Bernie and the family. And, it's less than 10 months ago till I celebrated his last win, when he was kind enough to invite me to be there.
Yeah.
And, what more can I say, except I'm with him in every way.